Bibles and turn to Judges 4. I want to begin with a question. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of Lapidoth? Probably not. But you've heard of his wife, is my guess. And his wife is the woman of the hour for this Mother's Day message. And her name is Deborah. I got a lot of respect for mothers. A mother can exert a powerful influence upon those around her, her children, her spouse, her grandchildren. And sometimes a woman's influence even extends to a country, as in the case of Deborah. A few weeks ago, when I was reading in my Bible reading through the book of Judges, I came across this statement in Judges chapter 5 that refers to Deborah in verse 7 as a mother in Israel. And the fuller context says in Judges 5:7, quote, "Village life in Israel ceased until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel." Now that's interesting because there's no mention in the Bible that Deborah had biological children, although she may well have. But she herself said that she arose, that in the providence of God, she stepped onto the stage of history and hit the national spotlight and became a mother in her nation and to her nation. She says it happened when village life ceased. It ceased because it was too dangerous to walk the streets in Israel. And it was too dangerous because foreign and wicked forces were controlling those village streets in her country 1300 years B.C. And it was then that Deborah stepped forward and became a mother in Israel. C.J. Gosling says this pregnant phrase means that she became a mother in regard to all the Israelites, a woman who gave her all to save her people, who took their needs to heart and identified with them, and who by her motherly devotion and vigorous leadership aroused her compatriots and infused them with a new spirit. In light of what's happening in our country these days, I'd like to suggest we could use a few mothers in Israel, like that mother. Did you realize that in 2007... more people started dying in the state of Ohio from the misuse of prescription drugs like oxycodone than from motor vehicle deaths? And did you realize that 90% of all crime committed in Scioto County is drug-related? And did you realize that Scioto County is currently on the DEA's watch list for being in the top 10 counties in the nation for prescription drug trafficking? And did you realize that there were 20 million more pills prescribed last year in a 14-county radius in southern Ohio than in the same size 14-county radius in northern Ohio? 20 million more pills being prescribed in this area. And did you realize that there are 9 pain clinics in our county feeding that supply, and that it's easier to get a license to open a pain clinic in our county than a tattoo parlor? That's what I learned a couple of weeks ago at a meeting with county officials. I'd say we're seeing village life cease all around us, which is just one example I'm pulling out of the reality of life around us to say this is the perfect time to see women and men step forward and be mothers and fathers in this country. And of course, the drug problem is just symptomatic of a more basic problem. It's the same problem that Deborah faced and addressed in her day, the problem of sin, the problem of a people living in a country who have turned their own way away from God and are doing that which is right in their own eyes. I want to be clear at the outset. As I hold before you this morning, Deborah and another woman we'll meet in a moment as being Exhibit A of the hour for us to think about on Mother's Day, that this is not about Deborah. It's not about what Deborah did even. It's about what the Lord did through Deborah, as she herself will make clear in her story. This morning we're looking at Judges chapters 4 and 5. And I want us to see what the Lord can do with a woman, just one woman, who fears Him above all else. And I want us to think about the significance of that for our ladies here and what you can do, what you can be. And, of course, what it has to say to us as men, the way we look at the ladies that God's placed in our lives and the way that we look at our own lives, because what God can do through any person is staggering if we will fear Him above all else. We find this particular reality first by looking at Deborah's story, that's Judges 4, what she did, and then Deborah's song, that's chapter 5, what she had to say about what she did and to whom she gave the credit for what she did. The Lord loves to work through people who give Him the honor for what He accomplishes. The Lord loves to work through people who give Him the credit for what He accomplishes. Let's see this in living color in Deborah's life. Deborah's story illustrates it in chapter 4. Deborah's story is found in the book of Judges. We call it the book, it's called the book of Judges because it tells the story how God raised up judges, deliverers, leaders in Israel between the time that the Jews entered into the promised land and the time that David became their king. This, quite frankly, was not a good time in Israel's history. Judges 2:10 says there arose a generation that, quote, did not know the Lord nor the works He had done in Israel. And it went from there downhill until the last verse of the book that says everyone was doing what was right in their own eyes. This sounds very familiar to me. It starts with a generation that doesn't know the Lord. It ends up with people living however they want. This is what we're living in our culture today. This is how a country implodes upon itself. And here's how God saves a country. I want to point out two observations about Deborah in this story. First, that it's a story full of surprises. It is one expected thing after another. I'll just point out 8 of those as we walk through this story in chapter 4. I wish we had more time to develop this more carefully. I want to whet your appetite to go back and read this story in the song that follows. The first surprise is seen in verses 1, 2, and 3 where Israel turned from the Lord. Your outline that's in your bulletin, that'll be a blank that you want to fill in. Israel turned from the Lord. Verse 1, after Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes